you're sticking with this country. All right, thanks for joining us today.
Hello.
I'm Kat.
And I am Cammy.
And we're coming to you live from Northwest Ohio. Okay, so today's scenario, this is what happened to me. I had a lunch with a bunch of friends, and someone had mentioned, you know, her husband was like driving her crazy or something, and she's just like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for you. You deserve happiness. You deserve someone who makes you happy. And like that just kind of struck a nerve for me, because like, should your happiness depend on your spouse? Are we going to lay that all on your spouse to make you happy? Like, I don't know. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, feelings are fickle things, and they come and go. And I always think that's interesting, and I've heard that before too from people, you know, like, do what makes you happy, or you need to be happy. If it doesn't make you happy, leave. But at some point, you made a commitment to this person, and they made you happy at some point. I don't understand how suddenly...
This is Elijah. Sorry. Elijah's with us too.
I'm a little off because the
Say
baby
hello.
Just got up. But, at some point, you decide this person did, well, make you happy, per se. But I think what happens is you get that nice high of infatuation, of that
and that lust, and like, yeah.
And eventually, it gets real. And with any real relationship with family members, you know, there can be disagreements. You're not constantly happy, but I don't think you're supposed to be constantly happy, because then you would never be happy.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're constantly happy, you wouldn't even know what happiness was anymore.
Right.
You're just always happy.
Yeah.
And the only person who's responsible for your happiness is you. Nobody else.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, I agree. You know what happens is you get the kids going. Everyone has responsibilities. Everyone has obligations. Everybody gets tired.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
I think just being tired, hungry, those two things really play into it. But yeah, I mean, you could be happy one day, unhappy the next. So what? We're supposed to act on all these different feelings each day? I mean, right. If we did that, none of us would have a job. And we would all just be toddlers.
Right. Or we would have babies. If,
right.
I mean,
right.
Pregnancy can be rough. Labor delivery. That doesn't
Yeah, it doesn't make me happy.
It's okay.
Say it didn't make me happy either, did it? Yeah, I actually had my daughter. She's 13 now. She signed up to play chess club, and she didn't like it halfway through because it didn't make her happy. She wanted to stop. And like... Yeah, I feel like the culture tells you, like, if it doesn't make you happy, you need to quit. If that person doesn't make you happy, you need to drop them. Like, it's always about your happiness. And yeah, it's the same thing to her, though. I'm just like, you have made a commitment, you know? And there was a reason initially why you signed up. And just because you're not having such a good day today doesn't mean you won't have a great day 3 days from now. We all have off days. So, yeah, we just can't let our emotions steer us. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, that kind of... Now that you say it that way, it reminds me, I was on a clinical for 12 weeks, and it was horrible. Every day was horrible. 12 weeks long. But to this day now, I'm so thankful for that clinical, because it was so hard. I was never happy. Not one second was I happy with it, I'll just be honest. But I stuck with it, and I learned so much from it that I use those tools now and those relationship skills now. I'm glad that happened, and I just stuck through. And I went those 12
weeks. Yeah, stick with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that sense of accomplishment that comes from stuff like that. I mean, you can't get that in a pill. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. Mm-hmm. And we need to teach our kids that, too. Like, commitment, that's a huge thing. And I feel like it's lost a lot on people.
It is. And then I get worried for these people who go find another person to love and think it's going to make them happy. Because the same thing's going to happen.
It's a vicious cycle. Yeah. Yeah,
you're just
exactly.
You cycle through people.
Mm-hmm. And at some point, you got to wonder, maybe it's me.
Right?
Maybe it's something I'm doing wrong.
You gotta bring your own happiness.
Yes, exactly. I agree with that, definitely. You're responsible for your own happiness. And you're not going to be happy 24/7. That's just the way life is. Marriage is one of those things, though, that I just feel like you could talk forever about marriage. But, like, that just really struck me as odd. Like, you need someone who makes you happy, or you deserve someone who makes you happy.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, it struck my nerve, and it just...
And if you do deserve someone who makes you happy, and maybe you don't go into this marriage lightly then. when you get married, make sure it's a
right. person. Yes.
You can communicate your needs. Honey, this is what makes me happy and makes me feel romantic, and let your husband know, your wife.
Yes, because they cannot read your mind. No. That's the other thing. And ladies, we're so guilty of this. I know we are. We really are. And then we get upset with them because they didn't do something, but we never told them what it was.
Then they're upset. Why are you upset?
Right, yes. And then it just kind of escalates from there. So yeah, communication. That's another great one.
Yeah, that can really help with your happiness level.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, though, because there are those people like, well, if it doesn't work out, there's always divorce. Like, what if you actually went into the relationship with not even having divorce on the table? Not even an option. Would you think twice, then, about marrying that person?
Right.
Obviously, you're thinking twice if you're like, oh, well, there's always divorce.
Right.
I mean, well, maybe you should be getting married.
Yeah.
Not the right person for you.
Yeah, keep
you know? Yeah, or jumping into bed with someone right away.
Yeah, very true.
Like, seriously, maybe.
As soon as you do that, you have that blinders of that sexual cement, and you're just seeing this person as the end all be all.
Yeah.
Which is good for the first year of marriage, because you need that.
Right. Yes. But then after the honeymoon's over.
Right.
The honeymoon phase shouldn't be over before you're married. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Yep. It's there for a reason.
Right. And then, I don't know, for us, I feel like that first year of marriage, like, you're trying to figure out so much, like, communication-wise, just even, like, I don't know, how you take your coffee. Because, I mean, now coffee houses, there's so many coffee houses, and you go out for coffee a lot. So, obviously, you should know that by now. But before, I didn't feel like there was quite as many coffee houses. And it was still kind of like, what do you mean we're going to have coffee at 7 o'clock in the evening? You know? So,
yeah.
Just stuff like that. I mean, the first year is usually kind of tricky, and you're definitely not going to be happy, like, every single day.
That's so true, yeah.
And the other thing, you need to have a person you can talk to who's going to give it to you straight, who's just not going to tell you what you need to hear.
That's a good friend. They're not going to say, you know what, you just need to be happy. You deserve to be happy. Quite honestly, who says you actually deserve to be happy, first of all?
Mm-hmm.
But, you need somebody to be like, no, see this from reality's perspective, not your feelings, because that can really make things a little blurry if you just see it through
your Yeah, you need hurt, that friend who's also going to be like, well, hold on, if we're going to be talking to about him this way, let's reflect on you a little bit. What have you been doing also? Because there's two sides to every story, and maybe you're coming across differently to them, you know? Like, maybe you need to address that. Like, I feel like that's a true friend who's going to be like, wait a second, hold up, need to reflect on yourself as well. It's not just about him.
Yes.
So,
and that friendship can grow as a person that way.
And that's the kind of friendships we want, ultimately.
Right.
That's a true friendship, I feel like.
Yeah.
I'm not always going to tell you what you want to hear, but I'll tell you what you need to hear.
That's good.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't make you happy.
Now that's a Hallmark card right there. I want one of those. Happy National Friendship Day. Oh.
There you go.
All right, so I feel like we could talk about this topic forever, and we're almost at 10 minutes. And I know Elijah wants to go on for a nap soon, so I'm not certain how long he's going to last. I don't know. Did you want to add in anything for the last 2 minutes?
It actually, this has me thinking of even, get out Anne of Green Gables. I know, like, a lot of women are age.
I love Anne of Green Gables.
Yes, whip that back out for your kids, and it's such a great
That's
lesson.
Romantic. That's a love story there.
It is.
And I like that.
She's like, it's not what the world brings to you, it's what you bring to it, and it's about what you bring to the relationships, what you bring to yourself, and where you see happiness. So, it's a beautiful story.
Yeah, what are you bringing to the world?
Yeah, it's not, well, the world better make me happy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's true.
Great advice.
Go in if you give it.
I know. All right, so we're going to sign off for today, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
I'm liking this kind of music.